Turundusraadio .
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to our Marketing Radio talk show number 273. I'm Anu Malnarits from the Institute of Marketing in Estonia, and I have my guest today via Skype, Dr. Nikolaus Dimitriadis from Trisma Neuro, and he is really well-known thought leader in marketing, and I think our topic today will be very, very intriguing. Hello, Nikolaus.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Turunduse tulejoonel.
You are the one who are convinced that marketing is dead. Are you sure?
Well, I'm more convinced that marketeers are dead.
Oh my God!
Marketing
worse.
Is doing very well. Yeah, exactly. Probably marketing is doing very well. Actually, I would argue, Anu, that marketing is better than ever. Because today we see something that we never saw before in the history of business, which is CEOs love marketing. It's unbelievable. The CEO of today, and you know all the CEOs we talk about, like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or you know, all these wonderful leaders that we have, thought leaders and corporate leaders, they are obsessed with marketing. It's the first time in human history that when they have this kind of shareholder meetings and the annual reports, they talk less about hardcore business issues like they used to do, like mergers and acquisitions and hardcore finance stuff. And they talk about the love of the customer and about customer experience and about customer delight and about innovations and about brand equity. It's unbelievable. This is really a unique historical moment for marketing, where finally marketing went out of the department, went out of the specialized unit within the company that deals with everyday marketing processes, and CEOs became marketing obsessed. Maybe they don't call it like that. Maybe sometimes they call it customer orientation, customer obsession, customer focus. But if you think about it, which was the function within a company that actually dealt with customers? It was obviously marketing. So it's unbelievable. I mean, you know the case with Elon Musk from Tesla and SpaceX, where he does it many times since then, but the first one was quite surprising when somebody tweeted that, hey, Elon, you know, people are using the recharge stations for the Tesla cars for parking. They go to recharge and they leave the car there, and now I cannot recharge. And he responded by saying, yes, we know the problem, we are working on it, and then in 6 days we will solve it. And then he came 6 days later and said, we solved it. This is unbelievable, unheard of, a CEO to listen directly to a customer, to respond to the customer. So marketing research, this is a marketing research function, listening to customers, responding to customers, creating the solution and announcing the solution, which means also marketing communication. So product development, customer service, all in the role of the CEO. Isn't this fantastic?
Absolutely.
It's brilliant for marketeers.
But tell me why. Yes. Why don't they trust the marketeers anymore? Do they get wrong information? Why are the CEOs so engaged in marketing today?
Because they understood that in a very disruptive and highly changing, very dynamic, fluid, uncertain environment, what really makes the difference from one business to the other is customer loyalty and brand strength. They realize that this is the real asset that the company has. You know, if you go back in business history, let's say 40 years back, 50 years back, not more, you will see that industries were very stable. Let's make a small, let's conduct a small experiment between the two of us. You know, if I asked you, if it was 1950s, and I asked you, you know something, Anu? Let's invest in the car company that in the next 10 years will still be the top player. And probably you would say some car companies, maybe it would be General Motors or Ford, and you would be right. If I asked, okay, let's invest in the company that will still lead photography, maybe you said Kodak, and you would be right. Today, if I ask you, Anu, would you bet all the money you have that Facebook which is the number one social medium today, will still be the number one social medium in 10 years. What would you say?
No.
That's the problem.
If I told you 5 years, money.
now you think like a finance person. Now you think like actually a trader in the stock market, which is very nice. But in 5 years, what do you think?
Good question.
2 years?
5 years, I don't know. 2 years, probably.
A bit better. Bravo.
Yes. Exactly.
And this is the response that I get usually in my lectures, in my seminars. So look at how huge this difference is and how drastic and dramatic is the business game today than it was 40 and 50 years ago. And a lot of CEO mindset and mentality is actually coming from this 50, 40, 30, 60 years ago. Okay, so now CEOs understood that they cannot consider the customer as given, as stable, and then be left alone to play, let's call it play, with all these old CEO games and toys, mergers and acquisitions, expansions, reorganizations, and all these kind of things that usually CEOs, you know, Jack Welch, the very famous American CEO from General Electric, he has this very famous CEO book, which is called Winning. Mm-hmm. It was published in 2005. There is almost nothing written about marketing and customers inside. It's all about the business side. And this is 2005. And this is one of the most revered CEOs. Now, jump from 2005 today, see Tim Cook talking, see Airbnb CEO talking, see Alibaba CEO talking. They all say the same thing: customer first, customer first, customer first. This is a revolution for marketing. It's the first time that the core of marketing, not marketing as media buying and pay-per-clicks and these kind of things that we used to do and research, but the core, what marketing is really was, is, and will be always about, which is understanding deeply customer needs and then delivering and sometimes over-delivering on these needs, which is what marketing in its core is. Now it went out of the marketing department and that it has affected, if I can say, CEOs. So actually CEOs are the biggest advocates of marketing today. I'm very excited, as you can understand, I'm very excited about this. However, there is a marketing paradox and we analyze it in depth with all the data in our latest book, which is called Advanced Marketing Management from Cogan Page London. It was published in November 2018. We explain very well this marketing paradox. From the one hand, you have marketing and customer orientation. You know, another thing that came into mind, all the corporate culture values that you might know, all the companies that have values that created, you know, they hired expensive consultants to create a list of values.
Yeah.
There's none that doesn't have customer orientation. You know? So it is so important. So we live in an era where customer orientation is the name of the game, where marketing, the core of what marketing should be, was, and will be, is actually obsession for the top of the company. But on the other hand, we have tons of data from very different sources that say that marketeers are in a worse position within companies than they were before. So from the one hand, marketing is becoming more important than ever. And on the other hand, marketeers are becoming less or not so important as before. And that's a great paradox. This is really something that marketeers from all around the world, both practitioners, you know, people from companies or associations, and academics, researchers, should sit down and discuss, because this is, for me, the biggest challenge, if you want, threat for marketing. And it's a paradox because it's in the best period for marketing. So marketing is so popular, where now marketeers should be the best of their game, should be shining. They should be running the show. But we don't see this.
By the way, just as a comment, in Estonia, yes, there was a research telling that there are more plumbers needed than marketeers.
This is fantastic, and maybe it's true. No, it's, maybe it's true, and I don't doubt of this. it's a fantastic statistic. But listen to these statistics that actually point to the direction that marketeers are losing the game. So the average tenure, how long they stay in a company, in the C level, is around 5.5 years. The CEO is more than 7 years. Marketeers are 4.3 to 4.5. So from compared with the chief finance officer, compared with the chief technology officer, information officer, and the CEO, and the CHRO, the marketeer is having the least time in her and his position. We have to ask, why is that? Why companies change marketeers more often than they change any other C-level executive?
And why?
Now, of course, we can provide a lot of possible explanations. My favorite is that something that goes in the core of what marketeers do, which is marketing used to be, and I think this is the big part of the problem, both art and science. You know, this was the mantra of marketeers. You know, if everything went well, it's because we are very clever. If it didn't go, it's a fantastic strategy, great research, our team is genius. If things don't go well, you know, we cannot really predict human behavior. There is the customer black box. Who can understand really how humans behave? You know, our campaigns was fantastic. There are things we cannot control, etc., etc. So I think this is the problem. So companies are changing often marketeers because much of the success and the failure of marketing department is based on luck. It's random. It's unpredictable. So you have fantastic marketing teams and marketeers having great results in one company, and then they change to another and they do nothing. Or they have a fantastic effect of their efforts in one period of time, and then in the next they're very average. This inability of marketing to be more predictable, more reliable. And I'm not talking about marketing that can lead to plus minus 0.5%. You know, you have the trend of the year. So the whole industry, let's say beers, the beer market, will increase all of it 0.5% 1 year. So we will do 0.75. So we'll do a little bit better than the overall market. I'm not talking about these marketing efforts. I'm talking about disruptive, constantly meaningful for the company marketing impact. And this is what the companies do. They change marketeers often because they understand probably that marketeers do not really know what they do. Because, of course we have methods, but the methods are not so reliable. So ones will work, ones will not work. So maybe some years it works, maybe sometimes it doesn't work, then I have to try somebody else and actually try my luck and change in order to maximize the good luck rather than the bad luck. And that's the reality for marketeers. And you mentioned something else, Anu. Are marketeers trusted? And there is a study in various countries all around the world that found out that 80% of CEOs do not trust marketeers and the output of the marketing department. This is a devastating number. So 80% of CEOs do not trust marketeers and the output of the marketing department. At the same time, from the same CEOs, 91% trust CFOs and CIOs. And that's something that we need to discuss.
Oh my God, the numbers! Yeah,
it's huge. It's mind-blowing. It's embarrassing. You know, it's we cannot go on with these numbers. We cannot continue like nothing happens. And it's not there. Even more data. For example, how many marketeers are chosen to be CEOs? So if you take companies, especially that are public listed, let's say S&P 500 companies. How many are run by marketeers? And you will see that the number is extremely small. And it's not improving.
I thought
that the shareholders do not trust marketeers to run a company?
By the way, I thought this is just an Estonian problem, that there are very few people with marketing background who are really the CEOs. I could in Estonia just count maybe, I don't know, up to from 5 to 10, really, really few. But these are the brilliant ones whom you can trust.
Exactly. And you know what? This is actually, if Estonia, which is famous all over the world for innovation and digital entrepreneurship, if Estonia has this small number, imagine other more traditional economies. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. It seems like, actually, all the data point to the fact that marketeers within a company are considered slightly dangerous. They consider people that can spend, they know how to spend money instead of knowing how to make money. So probably shareholders are very shaky, you know, they're very afraid to allow a spender to run the company. Half joking, I would say that many times a CMO, a chief marketing officer, is considered a CSO, chief spending officer.
Yeah, but I don't want, because if you look at the cost side and usually how much you pay for your advertising campaigns in different media, then absolutely it's always a bit headache for the CFO about when a marketing campaign bill from media company arrives. Then you know that you really have to fight hard to digest the sum so that it will somehow be kind of acceptable level. So I know all that.
You're very right. And but I believe that if marketeers could prove that this money is not wasted, finance people would not have a problem.
Absolutely.
You know what finance people have a problem? The fact that the promises we make as marketeers are not kept.
True.
Or randomly, they're kept sometimes because we're so clever, and some other times, you know, it's the market problem or the customer didn't get it, you know, which is it is ridiculous to say. And that's the problem. And there is a lot of data like this that show, and especially in more difficult markets like we have today, when there is a study showing that approximately 85% of all marketing communications campaigns fail to deliver the message. The number of failed new products in the market has increased to 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 new products that reach the market fail. So where is when everybody is thirsty for marketing, where everybody, the top of companies, are so much obsessed and, you know, thinking in marketing words, you know, they are thinking and they are projecting traditional marketing values. Where is now the marketing department to shine? This is our time. This is the time where we should be. We should be in the forefront of leadership in a company. On the contrary, now you get professionals from other disciplines getting marketing positions. For example, many companies now created C-level positions that with very interesting names, like Chief Customer Officer.
Customer or, happiness.
Yes, bravo, fantastic. Or Chief Insights Officer. Mm-hmm. And many times these are not from marketing. They are from other departments, like from technology or software. And this is unbelievable. So actually, marketeers, I think they created their own trap, and then we fell into this trap, which, of course, the trap is digital, which we have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is digital marketing.
Absolutely. Nicholas, can you tell me, is there any solution out of it, or should the marketeers just let it be and die out, or change profession to CFOs or chief HR executives?
Right. You know, should the message for marketeers, should it be learn to code?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, implicitly, this was the message for marketeers because of the dominance, the almost ultimate domination, total domination of digital marketing within marketing departments. The implicit message to marketeers was, you know, you want to keep your marketing job, learn to code. and this was a trap. And marketeers, we fell full face front in this trap, the trap of digital, and we have the problem that we have now. So yes, of course there is a solution, and we see it's happening, and actually most of the book I talked about, Advanced Marketing Management, is about the solution. So for me and my co-authors, the solution is to re-examine the key skills, the core skills that marketeers need in order to play the leadership role, not leadership of the marketing department, not to be departmental leaders, but to be corporate leaders. In this era of customer orientation, theoretically, they should be, you know, the most equipped. However, marketing education for far too long is failing marketeers. It's too traditional, too closed on a box, and only lately, again, it fell into the digital trap and trying to change now everything to digital. It's a mess. It's really a mess. I think there is a sense of the initial sense of excitement in marketing has turned to a sense of kind of a panic. Who is the marketeer of the future? You know, how do we want marketeers of the future to behave, to know, to be experienced, and to behave in order to be leaders? I think this is where we should focus. Not only, there should be a multidisciplinary approach, and it should be an approach from many, many actors. It should be, as I said, practitioners, associations, academics. We should sit down and design a new marketing curriculum. This urgently, actually, urgently. And there are cases where new type of marketeers, as we call them in the book, and they have been called elsewhere, transformational marketeers, not departmental marketeers, not functional marketeers. Not a marketeer that knows which Google campaign will have the most pay-per-click. Fantastic. That's the technical, the operational aspect. But which are going to be the heads of the marketing function that will, together with the CEO, or being the CEO, will help devise business strategies that will bring companies even closer to customers, and they will win in this very difficult business, you know, era that we live in. And we need to do it urgently.
Can you tell me where is the skills gap the biggest today?
So we identified four key skills for marketeers, for transformational marketers, for marketing leaders, because this is the problem is top down. Right? The problem is top down. So the four key skills we identified, and they go beyond the traditional marketing curriculum, are the following. Neuroscience. Marketeers need to go to learn real science. The era of pink, fluffy, blah, blah marketing is over. When we talk about the customer as a human being that needs to have herself or himself satisfied and delighted and assisted actively in their life goals, we need to understand human behavior and human decision making much better than the outdated psychological models that marketeers have been using up to now. So if you open any book of consumer behavior, so the things that we teach in universities, you will see a lot of old psychology from the beginning of the previous century, mm-hmm. especially behavioral psychology from the mid of the previous century. Absolutely. Most of it is that. Absolutely. So now neuroscience is really changing, is a paradigm shift in the way we understand human beings, and it goes against many, not all, but plenty of the psychological theories of the past. So marketeers need to be in the forefront of any science that goes deeper in understanding decision making and behavior. So we need, when a marketeer talks, he or she should talk about balance, emotional changes in the brain, should talk about cognitive load, should talk about time to first fixation. These are all measurements that neurotech is now providing in a very much more accurate way than ever before. But if marketeers are afraid that to enter some new science, then we have barriers to change. So the first one is neuroscience, or let's call it any type of human-based, brain-based, behavior-based science that help us understand better how we make decisions. The second skill is predictive skills, analytical skills. It's not so much learn to code, it's understanding data in a vast and big, we call them big data, we call them small data, we call them smart data, you call them however we want, but they have to be fluent in data science. And they have to understand, they don't need to be the ones that will code, but they need to be the ones that will ask for something, they will evaluate, and they will use the results. And we have, in our book, we have a chapter for each one of these skills that we go much more in depth. So the first one is neuroscience skills, or let's say understanding human decision-making skills. The second is data. Everything is a data point now. You know, in a little bit, customers will emit. I mean, we do it now through the smartphone, but throughout our lives, we will emit so much data that we need to understand which ones are needed and for what. The third skill is creative problem solving. Now, because of the complexity and the fast change of our business environment, we have new problems every day, Anu. The problem that we were trying to solve yesterday is not the same with the problem that we're trying to solve today, meaning new competition comes in, new technology comes up, a new customer habit or societal trend is out there. We are full, a marketeer's life is full of surprises day in, day out. What kind of tools do we have from science to find innovative and effective solutions through creative problem solving to these challenges we face? If you ever think about it, nobody taught marketeers this. What marketeers go to school to learn is digital channels, traditional channels, marketing plan, same things for the last, I mean, more or less changing the channel and the media, because the media landscape has changed, but in core is the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
But today there are such amazing approaches that can help marketeers within their team and between teams, the company, to create this collective effort to find fantastic solutions to situations. Opponent, the advocate of the solutions for the corporation as a whole. So creative problem solving is the third skill, and the fourth skill, and it might surprise you as it surprises many people, because they say, what, this was not the marketeer's job. It was, but nobody taught them, is decision-making process, their own decision-making science. For many years, marketeers are just experts, specialists. So if as a media planner, you have various media options and your brand message, you could optimize these two. But that's a specialization, extreme, I would say, even specialization work. But the more you go higher in the hierarchy and you need to manage teams and to choose people, to have budget considerations, to choose future endeavors and take risks, we need to teach marketeers how to take decisions. And there is there also fantastic body of science, new and old, new even more, that can help them devise these decision-making trees and decision-making attitude. It's especially an attitude and a mindset to help them really provide success to the company. So to sum up, human understanding skills, predictive skills, creative problem solving skills, and decision skills. These are the four necessary skills for us.
Are there any skills that we used to learn at schools that are still somehow valid, or do we need to forget everything we have learned and just turn the new page?
That's a very interesting question. A research comes to mind. Listen to this. If you go and you check all the lists for which skills are the top skills for leadership in today and in the near future, that you will see that the word empathy is in all lists. Because empathy, the ability to feel and understand another human being and then adjust your actions accordingly, is really very strong with humans. We have a specific brain networks that deal with this, and it has been very important for our evolution as species. So empathy, going into a company and not just giving orders to your team here and there, but sensing, feeling, understanding their frame of mind, their emotions, and then trying to to provide solutions and support. You will see that empathy is very important, but there is a study that compared empathy levels on the West and in the East, in the Far East. And this study found out that the kids, Western kids, are the same with Far Eastern kids in their ability to empathize with other kids up to 6 years old. At 6 years old, the Far Eastern kids continue to develop their empathy, while in the West, empathy capacity drops. Now, what happens when we are six and a half, maybe in some countries seven?
Go to school.
Exactly. So the Western schooling system is a system devised not according to the needs of the market today. The school has been developed in a completely different era, an era where empires were expanding, where industrial revolution was taking over the world, where you need to take farmers and make them factory workers, or farmers and make them bureaucrats in vast empire systems. So this educational system is extremely outdated and extremely non-brain friendly. So if you ask me, as an educator also, and as a father of an 8 years old kid, I want school to change radically. Not even fast enough. We are losing generations with the current schooling system. And of course, if you go then to universities, I think unfortunately universities, of course not all universities, and I cannot generalize completely, but seeing marketing academia especially, I see that it is either changing too slow or sometimes it's changing towards the wrong direction. And it's not helping the situation. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule. So yes, I would go back and redesign drastically education from 6 years old to master level in universities.
Wow. What a job in front of you. Or in front of us.
Anu, have you heard these people from Silicon Valley that they advocate and they are very vocal that the university is dead? And they say to people that try to make it in Silicon Valley and to make it in startups that they should drop out from university, as of course very famously CEOs of the famous companies have done, you know, like Zuckerberg and the others. People have dropped out universities and they made it in this very. So it's a survival issue, both for the institution itself, but also from our societies. We cannot ignore change happens, but we need it faster than ever before.
Absolutely. Thank you a lot, Nicolas, for this insight. I think it's very thought-provoking for all who listen to that. And we can continue your discussion already here during Tallinn Marketing Week when you are going to sign the book, what we were talking about.
Yes, this is fantastic. I look forward to meet you all in the Marketing Week. It is my second time. Last time, I think it was 2016, I would say.
My first visit, long time ago.
Yes, long time, where I introduced neuroscience and the impact on marketing. I'm very honored and very happy to visit Tallinn again. I've been an ambassador of Tallinn ever since. Wherever I go, I say what a wonderful town and the vibe is amazing. So I really look forward to see all of you, to discuss as a community about these issues. We should not hide them under the carpet. These are very important issues. Otherwise, in a few years, marketeers will really be dead. They will not be marketeers. There will be somebody else just doing marketing function. So it's very important, and I can't wait to see you all in Tallinn.
Thank you a lot. See you in Tallinn.
Thanks, Anu. See you very soon.
And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Then we have new ideas, new stories, new examples, new inspiration. And please listen us in a Delphi podcast called Tasku, in Spotify and in SoundCloud.
Sulle meeldis turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.